From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The U.S. ambassador to Chile, Paul Simons, says the Chilean government faces daunting challenges in dealing with the aftermath of the earthquake in the hardest-hit areas around the city of Concepcion.
It's definitely a situation that has clearly become more grave over the past 24 hours in the affected areas.
Simons told CBS's early show that while life is returning to normal in the capital, Santiago, people in the earthquake zone are in need of emergency food, water, and medical supplies, as well as shelter. Richard Reynolds says the full extent of the devastation is just becoming known.
The scenes from small towns near the ocean in Concepcion State show utter devastation. Boats and cars have been thrown up by the tsunami wave, and the earthquake has also caused many buildings to collapse. Many towns are filled with mud from the waves. Those same towns and the capital of Concepcion have also been hit by widespread looting as residents take food and water from supermarkets. Tens of thousands of troops have been deployed to protect stores from looters, and a dusk-to-dawn curfew has been declared, but relief supplies are slow to arrive in the region. Concepcion State remains almost inaccessible. The airport is closed. The main highway from Santiago to the south has been badly damaged, and much of the city remains impassable. For NPR News, I'm Richard Reynolds in Santiago.
President Obama is proposing a plan to help improve the quality of education at thousands of the nation's worst-performing schools.
We'll not only challenge states to identify high schools with graduation rates below 60%, we're going to invest another $900 million in strategies to get those graduation rates up.
Speaking to a meeting of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, Mr. Obama says the money would go to school districts that agree to take action to reduce dropout rates or even shut down schools that fail to show improvement. The latest numbers from the Commerce Department show people are spending more, but NPR's Yuki Noguchi says the report also shows the incomes of Americans are not keeping pace with the rise in spending.
Spending is a critical measure of economic growth. It makes up the bulk of the U.S. economy. And in January, American spending grew by 0.5%. Wall Street stocks rallied on the news of the larger-than-expected increase in spending, but incomes, mostly made up of salaries and wages, ticked up less than economists had forecast, 0.1%. Americans who had been increasing their rate of savings during the recession reduced their rate of savings in January. Incomes rose for those in manufacturing, service, and government sectors, but those receiving Social Security and other similar benefits did not see a cost-of-living boost this year. Speculation is that a lower-than-expected rise in incomes could spell lower spending levels in coming months. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.
Stocks remain in positive territory as investors react to those latest numbers and word of bailout recipient AIG's largest sale of assets to date. The Dow is up 69 points. This is NPR News. Utility crews are making steady but slow progress in restoring power to nearly 200,000 homes and businesses in the Northeast that lost electricity during a powerful winter storm late last week. New Hampshire Public Radio's Josh Rogers reports additional crews are being brought in from as far away as Michigan to help with the effort.
Of the 1 million customers who lost electricity last Friday, a third were in New Hampshire. Calm weather since the storm has sped restoration efforts, but tens of thousands of people remain in the dark. Jim Van Dongen of New Hampshire's Emergency Management Office says pretty much everyone should have their power back by midweek.
What typically happens in these restorations is that the closer you get to the end, the more difficult those restorations become, and you've got a crew working to restore one or two customers. So for that reason, it could be through till Wednesday. That would not be surprising.
Continued high winds in Maine are complicating restoration efforts there. For NPR News, I'm Josh Rogers in Concord, New Hampshire.
A sharp cut in the fees that Medicare pays to doctors is technically in effect as of today. A single Republican senator, Jim Bunning of Kentucky, managed last week to block an effort in the Senate to stave off the 21% cut temporarily because he says the measure would have added to the federal deficit. Senate Republican leaders are now pledging to gather enough support to pass the temporary funding measure this week. In the meantime, the administration is telling Medicare billing contractors not to pay any claims from doctors for the first 10 business days of this month to allow time for the legislation to pass and be signed. The measure will also include a temporary extension of unemployment benefits for Americans who would otherwise lose them. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.